Life is too complex. Do you make it more complex? Are you trying to simplify by adding stuff to your day? Or how do you change a complex system? I get a lot of requests for eating style. Eating style, as a concept, was introduced a decade ago, maybe two, by the Human Design Institute. They decided there are styles of eating that respond best to environment, inner order, and codified it. None of them says, eat when you are hungry. It may have been there, in the unsaid, but I bet no one is hearing it, I sure didn't. I should have caught that when I first ordered mine. But I didn't think even of looking. I was enamored by the idea. And when it didn't work, I blamed myself for not doing it right. Because two things happened as a result. 1. I got fat. 2. My digestion didn't get better. Tangled cables. What really happened is I started to pay a lot of attention to food. And not to my body. 5 years ago I decided to muscle into eating styles. Adhering to Human Design's categories. All went well for a few years. But nowadays 90% of the people who contact me, 4 to 5 a day, they test no to all the HB categories. They should simply eat by hunger. The tricky part is people forgot what hunger feels like. When you have corrupted a complex system, when you train the complex system to behave in a certain way, it is a little difficult to know how it would have worked if you left it alone, the way nature designed it. Hundreds of thousands of years of design went into the body. Eating was simple. The body signaled the owner that it is in need of food. And then the body went and got some food and ate it. If it didn't find any food, the body waited patiently and only signaled the owner occasionally. Making sure the owner didn't forget the body. The vehicle. What is there to do? Simplicity, retraining. In my humble opinion, the thing to do is to return to how the body was designed. That means eat to live, not live to eat. Eat when you have an earned hunger. Earn hunger? Yeah. The body needs nutrients. It uses them up and then at some point it needs more. Not snacks, not goodies, not fancy dishes. No. Nutrients. When I observe fat people, I notice a few things. 1. They think of food too much. 2. They don't know when to stop eating. 3. They eat between meals. 4. They literally never earn their hunger. But what if your parents were already fat? Epigenetics shift back to normal. If your parents were already fat, you will have an uphill battle. It is going to take character to shift the genes back to normal. If you are willing to use this to grow, grow as a person, grow spiritual capacities in the process, the only thing you need to remember, earn hunger. As a side note, when you test if your hunger is true hunger or not, you need to learn to tell real hunger from emotions, indigestion, thirst. How do you do it? You place your palm against your stomach and feel it. When your hand is there, you can feel hunger, but can't feel the other feeling masquerading as hunger. Consider that almost all foods that you can eat, foods are prepared by others, probably have sugar in one form or another. And sugar has a tendency to cause hypoglycemia. The insulin, whether it was natural or administered by you, lowers your blood sugar level, and makes you hungry. Insulin is a proven tool to make you want to eat, and get fat. When I was 28 I was anorexic. They put me in the hospital, but I wasn't hungry. So they pumped me with insulin, and that forced me to eat. Insulin is a big business, so the guidance they give to insulin-dependent diabetics is to eat normal, but give themselves insulin. The only way to get healthy, the only way to get rid of type 2 diabetes, is to not only reduce carbs but actually eliminate them. Completely. The fallacy that you have to eat carbs for the brain is a lie. I lived for decades, in total, with no carbs, and my IQ went up 50 points in those decades. Soul lies only serve the layer, not you. Is this only true for the body? For eating? No. Allowing life to remain needing you to put out, to think, to plan, to effort is what allowed humans to become humans. I have measured the state of DNA capacities. Today, on average, people have one spiritual capacity active. And the average IQ, your pattern recognizing, problem-solving measure, is 30% lower than it was when I was at university, 50 years ago. 2,000 years ago humans had 8 capacities open on average. 7,000 years ago, 10 capacities. What causes is devolution. Comfort. Ease. No effort needed, no effort offered. Complex systems cannot be turned around safely by adding on more complexity. So if you ever wanted to return closer to how we humans were designed, your first step is to reduce the complexity in every area of your life. One thing at a time. Habits are the answer. Altering habits. Removing the easy, the comfortable, the stagnant, the additive nature of our culture, that make the complex system crash under the weight of the add-ons. In today's Saturday webinar, this is what we are going to work on, hands-on. Each on their own. Not theory. Roll up your sleeves and work. Plan. See what is preventing you from health, wealth, happiness, and fulfillment. We'll start with getting clear. Clarity is the key to success. Without clarity, failure is guaranteed. Guaranteed. Right? And in my observation, clarity is totally missing. 1 in 100 million has clarity. Even I am teetering on the border of clear and clear. Only one of my teachers is clear. So yeah, it is very important. And once you are clear, you need to stay clear. That is where habits really shine. Enroll in the Habits webinar. Or get the recordings, go to www.yourvibration.com/habits. I record the call. If you can't make it live, of course you won't benefit from the exercise. But if you really want to learn the methodology, you can get the recording. It is served from my mobile app, which is now, as a test, is available on the desktop. Go to https://app.learnistic.com/. I don't know what happens if you are not already a member. Sorry. But if you are a member, use your registered phone number and your login code. And see it. Let me know if it is working for you.